In my office.
This is just between me and you and God now. Don't tell a human, but Dick Russell just called me and said that the leadership was treating Everett Jordan outrageous and that he was ready to throw in the towel and that they were going to bring up this resolution in the morning that any single member of the committee could subpoena anybody. And Williams and Case and all that crowd were running wild. And the leadership had run out on poor Everett, and Everett wasn't able to take care of him. And
well,
Mansfield was gone somewhere, and you were gone somewhere, and Smathers was involved where he couldn't do it, and that they ought to let him bring it up and make a motion to table it and get the votes and get the damn thing out of the way. It's pure political, that they weren't after Bobby Baker. They were trying to hit the president, and everybody knew it, and that Dirksen ought to be told that if he wants to go into campaign contributions, well, we can look into a lot of campaign contributions. We can authorize the FBI to go into all the Republican ones that have ever been made. And we'll do it with administration if he wants to do that. That we've got nothing to hide, that Bobby Baker hasn't got any campaign contributions, and that, but let them bring up their amendment and whatever they want to, and then Dick Russell said he'd make a speech on it and some others, and try to unify the party and then make a motion to lay it on the table. He said they didn't have to have a morning hour and bring up these resolutions in it, that you could, when you asked for unanimous consent to make insertions in the record, you didn't have to consider resolutions.
Well,
but you'd have to get Charlie to run on it, and he said, would you call Mike and Hubert? And I said, well, I can't tell you who I'll call because I don't want to call anybody that I can't talk to, but I'll call somebody, and I don't want them to say the White House is directing this thing. And he said, well, they want to call a bunch of new witnesses, and if Curtis is going to offer an amendment that any senator can call a witness, which would be outrageous, instead of a majority, and they want to do that so they can call Walter Jenkins and call a bunch of other people. And of course, I wouldn't let Walter Jenkins go and just defy him, but they'd ought to be put on that spot and make that a campaign issue for the rest of the year. It's deader than hell now. If they'd leave it dead, every poll it took one I noticed in Salem, New Jersey yesterday, and 1% have ever heard of it. The rest of them don't pay attention. But Mike's out of town. And somebody's got to go and confer with Everett and get some strategy involved.
Yes,
and leadership in it, and talk to Dick, too, and it's a good time for y'all to get together. And
yes, sir.
If you don't mind, I wish you'd hang up the phone and call him and just tell him you'll be there in the morning, and you'll move to make it on, lay it on the table and take them on one by one, and let's beat hell out of them.
Can I call you back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a hold of Mike wherever he is.
Yeah.
This is too important. This is more important than anything. And we can't have them taking over just because we've got a few demagogues there.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.